This is the Arise Ministries Collective podcast, where we seek to equip and encourage the body of Christ in biblical truth and understanding. We believe that when women have an authentic and growing relationship with Jesus Christ, truly know God's Word, and are dependent on the Holy Spirit, they become powerful and influential vessels for the kingdom. I'm your host, Lisa Da Silva, and joining me on the sofa is Anne Ordway, an entrepreneur, businesswoman, homeschooling mother of four, Christ follower, and founder of Soul Song Coffee, a coffee company whose mandate is to empower others through meaningful work. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you.
And we actually just met for the first time a few weeks ago. I came to an event that you were hosting, kind of premiering this coffee company. And so it might seem strange to some of our listeners that I have an entrepreneur, an owner of a company on, but I want you to tell us what Soul Song is, because the moment I heard about what you were doing, I realized I wanted to check it out and have you on our podcast and somehow learn from you. So what is Soul Song Coffee?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and share Soul Song. It is, like you said, a coffee company that is run by a business club of students. And that is the unique aspect of a coffee company. There's plenty in the area that we're in. But it began for me as a spark of hope. What if we could multiply a few dollars to keep giving back while we train young teens to start a business from the ground up? And then what if these young entrepreneurs and apprentices could explore various aspects of business structure and development and just try their hand at developing usable skills? More importantly, what if they could see the direct impact of their actions in the lives of others, both here and across the globe? What if in this process, we could actually help individuals find their soul's song, if you will? And that piece of it, allowing young teens to see that their actions can make a difference to help someone else who may not have that opportunity ever. If we can, their small action can make a difference to someone else in a place who doesn't have the opportunity that we have.
And that is unbelievable to me. I came to your launch party, and as soon as I walked in the door, there was a teenager who welcomed me in and showed me that I had to go through this process of visiting different stations where there were kids and teenagers walking me through, and they actually showed me where your coffee beans come from, who those coffee beans, once they're roasted and sold, would go to support. And so tell us a little bit about the vision behind this. Like, and how does, you just told us kind of how this started. I want a little bit more of this. How does this vision become a reality?
Well, people might think it's a little bit interesting that kids are working with coffee, because most kids and teens aren't really drinking coffee. The origin of that specific business was just because it was a simple product that is a repeatable purchase. And there wasn't a whole lot involved with the procurement of the beans to the roasting and packaging. Yes, there's so much education in there, obviously, each of those steps that we have to follow. However, it was just one product followed through the business cycle to be sold. So that was the little piece of how teens end up with coffee. But that's not really the vision. The vision, as we state, is we believe in the power of the human heart and soul to rise into the beauty of its created potential. We take a hand, lift up, and bring to life and light that which is yet undiscovered. And in the great search for purpose, to have every soul find its song, we all are created with potential. We all have gifts, each of us, Each of us has gifts all over the world. God created every single person with a gift and with potential. And so that's the goal, both with these teens and with the people that we're reaching out to, that they can find their soul's song, so to speak.
So tell us a little bit about that. So you're saying with these teens and then also with these people that you're reaching out to. So I want you to do two things for us for a minute. I'd love for you to take us back to, and I only know a little bit about this. So you're a homeschool mom and you were in charge of a particular class. So take us through sort of how that launched this coffee company, and then also bringing us full circle to now making it something that not only teaches teens and helps them find their ability to rise up and take action and learn a skill that not only benefits themselves but other people. Who are these other people that Soul Song is benefiting? So if you can take us through that process, give us a picture of what you were doing when Soul Song started.
Yes. Okay. So if I go back a few years, I've been homeschooling about 7 years now, I guess. And
bless your heart. Four kids.
Yes.
Yes.
At the beginning, I've always had an interest in business, always, my whole life. So I wanted to teach a class on finances to kids. So originally what that looked like is just helping young kids. I taught one class for first to third graders, and then I taught another class for like fourth to seventh graders. And I wanted them to learn just beyond having a dollar in their hand, different ways that they could break it apart. And so we talked about savings for particular goals. We talked about spending. We talked about just, you know, giving back, having responsibilities like buying presents for your friends. And eventually we all know that leads to house payments and food and insurance and all that.
All the fun things.
But just beginning, how did they begin to look at that? And there was just a lot of self, you know, we're doing is talking about it, and they can try to envision what they would do with their money and talk about it, but it wasn't real. And as a child, I was a child who had a hard time playing pretend. I couldn't play Barbies. I only could cut their hair with real scissors because it had to be real. So I think that's probably telling of how I've developed. Then I can't talk about things. I actually have to do them. So fast forward a few years, we started a business club with kids, and the goal was to start a real company in this process. Because remember, I think I'm probably taking my Barbie haircutting here and applying it to my adult life.
So you're not just going to talk about business, you're going to do business with kids.
Yes, and it went back to a few years ago, we went on vacation with my family, and we were down in California, and we visited Pepperdine, which is where I went to school. And I was given a tour by a girl, she was a young freshman there, and I asked her what she was studying. And she said she didn't know. And, you know, she was well into trying to figure it out, but I had just learned that the tuition, room, and board package was over $70,000, and my brain kept thinking, wait a minute, you're somewhere where you're spending all this money, but you actually don't know why you're there. And it sparked my brain to think, you know, years ago, they used to have apprentice models where kids would get their hands on a trade. And maybe they would follow the trade of their father, oftentimes they would, or maybe they would follow the trade of, you know, someone they knew. But they would get a chance to try it out before they launched into a life of that. So I started, that kind of sparked the whole business club idea.
Right.
But then I began to think, what if we could not only run a business, but use our efforts to give back? And through a series of events, we became connected with a man in Uganda who now has an organization called Soul Song Uganda. We actually kind of came up with our names together. And then also my cousins run New Roots Haiti. And those are both smaller organizations who are very much trying to help people on the ground there in either Uganda or in Haiti just get started. And they're trying to improve their life in the position that they're in through education and helping those people get their feet under them. So at New Roots Haiti, they have an internship program through their farm, and they bring interns in to learn farming practices that will help benefit the local economy there. And they have created a butcher shop there, and they can. And so what used to be just a circumstance of survival for these people then became them learning how to approach animal husbandry and work with produce to take it to the next step, to be able to provide for their community and add value to that region. And then in Uganda, we're working with women who, quite frankly, are at a point of just day-to-day survival. And oftentimes they have children they're providing for. And we, Kiza in Uganda is taking these women through a program where they're learning financial management and some business skills. And then they work together in groups of four to begin a business. So it might be tomato farming, it might be owning a cow and selling the milk at market, potatoes. I mean, there's just different avenues that they go down, but they're learning to work together and to save some of that money and to reinvest in their little business, which also boosts the economy there. But he recently told me that these women have been so excited that they've learned how to save $1 a month. Which for us probably caused you, as you're listening to this, to take pause. $1 a month doesn't sound like anything. And yet they're so excited about it. And it's because they live on meal-to-meal survival sometimes. It's, what am I going to eat next? What does today hold? What does tomorrow hold? So to think about the concept of setting aside money for a whole nother season is completely unheard of. And he shared with me that they've been so excited that they're sharing with their friends outside of this program. They're telling their friends about saving money. So it's a whole new concept for them.
This is incredible and inspiring for me to hear, because as I hear that story of being this homeschool mom, starting with teaching a class of finance to young kids, it has evolved into you teaching business, apprenticeship, finance skills to mostly teenagers here in Clark County. And because of that, now there are people, interns in Haiti, women in Uganda, who are also learning business skills, finance skills, some entrepreneurial farming, how to save and resource their money. And on all of your publications, you say this about your mission: the mission of Soul Song Coffee is to help empower both our employees and our suppliers to discover, develop, and pursue their talents toward the goal of meaningful employment. And when I first met you, Anne, and I first came and saw what you were doing kind of in the flesh at your little Soul Song launch party, I could not help but think back to why we started Arise in the first place. And there are so many scriptures that talk about rising up. Mm-hmm. Arise, get up, kind of tighten your bootstraps and put what you're saying into action. And I just wanted to read Isaiah 60, verse 1. So this is the prophet Isaiah speaking to Israel through God. And he says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Arise and shine, for your light has come." And so this is kind of a prophecy, a future prophecy that the Messiah is coming. And I think here we are, our Messiah has already come. What more reason for us to arise and shine? Mm-hmm. And I saw you and I saw your teen employees doing all of these things. And I read about and talked to the kids about what they're doing to support people in countries where really they need this business training. And Anne, you are someone, you are a woman who is arising and shining. And so I actually, you hear me getting weepy because I'm so inspired by you, and I want you to give us some insight into your personal history, because there might be some people listening and they're thinking, well, I could never start a business, or I don't have that sort of skill set. And I just want to take a minute and hear, who is Anne Ordway? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about you and how it is that you've been brought to such a time as this.
Okay. Well, I was an only child to start out, and I happened to be the type of individual, of student, if you will, that was very motivated, focused on school, focused on achievement and academics. And I have four kids, so I've now learned that's not how all kids are. Some are, some are not, but I was that kid. And so I had so many questions. I really did. I wanted to talk, I wanted to ask people questions in different careers. I wanted to ask them how to get where they were. You know, and so many wise people have said, you know, if you want to know how to get somewhere, find someone who's there and ask them, how did you get there, right? And I wanted that, but I didn't have that in my upbringing, really. Super supportive parents. They were both flight attendants, and they were sort of busy in their segment of life, and I didn't have that opportunity. So because of who and how I am, I ended up at Pepperdine University. I studied international business and marketing. Like I mentioned, I've always been fascinated by business. And I got what I envisioned was my dream job and career. I worked for one of the top consulting firms, and I just was on a path that I planned out for myself all the way through, and where I was going to live and travel the world and, you know, all these different things. And then ended up getting married, and a few years in, we had our first child, and I really felt God's call to stay home, which I had no intention of ever staying at home. And you mentioned that I homeschool. I didn't intend to homeschool either. So here I find myself then, all these years later. I've had this ambitious life. I got a career, exactly what I wanted to do, and then all of a sudden, I'm off that track completely. I've completely stepped off the map that I had drawn out for myself, and I'm kind of in an area of unknown, raising my kids and staying at home and then approaching homeschool. And I thought, boy, I don't know how those things are ever going to come back together. For years, I didn't really know. But the interesting thing is that fire that was in me, that piece of me that's always been interested in business, the piece of me that's ambitious, that's always there. It doesn't really matter if you're following your path or one that doesn't make sense to you right now. You're still who you were created to be. Mm. And so all of the things, the classes that I've kind of been inspired to teach, or, you know, starting up this business club and Soul Song, it's because that's part of the design of who I am, specifically with business. We all have our different skill sets, so maybe it's not a business for everybody, but for me, it was that. And really, the interesting thing is, I don't know all the things about business. I don't. But what I am in is, I'm in a community. And in that community, we have different skill sets. Mm. We have bankers. We have accountants. We have people that work in the construction industry, and engineers and medical professionals, and we're all in one community. And I thought to myself, here are these kids who, not just within our homeschool community, but there's so many kids out in our area that have the same questions that I had when I was young. How can I talk to someone in this area? So I wanted to bring them together to be able to have an opportunity for others to teach them. And so I sort of mastermind bringing everyone together, but I am, you know, you mentioned coming to our party, our launch party for Soul Song. So many other parents were instrumental in pulling that together.
Yes, yeah.
So many people just poured their talent.
The coffee roaster, you know, and you've got the other people brewing the coffee and sampling. Yes. And it really did feel like each person had a role. It was beautiful to see. And the guy roasting the beans, and it's so scientific, right? Yes. And it's all temperature, and oh, they start cracking at this point. That's not going to be the same person doing the computer online sales.
Right.
So it was such a beautiful picture of the church.
Yes. So much. Well, and our roaster happens to be a chemist, which you don't need to be a chemist to be a roaster, but it gives you a little bit of insight that his gifting is precision. You know, he is one of the most precise people mm-hmm. that I know about so many areas of life. And if you see him out there, it's a gift to watch him mm-hmm. because you're seeing his giftings as he's paying attention to the loft of the beans and the temperature and the time and when to take them off and how they're looking and everything. And he's so timely. And that is not everyone's role, like right. you mentioned.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, or it felt like I mentioned to somebody afterwards because I was just beaming about you guys and what you're doing. And I said it felt and looked like a well-orchestrated machine. The kids knew their role. The adults knew their role. I'm guessing as the director, the founder, it doesn't always feel like that.
It took us some time to get
for
there.
You? Yeah.
We had some clunky first steps the first year. I think the first business club meeting, when we first started doing it, it was once a week for 4 hours.
With the kids and the parents or just the kids?
Mostly the kids and a few parents. We've learned that that's not reasonable for anyone, but those are the kind of things we had to learn. And we've just learned a lot of lessons along the way.
And you're persevering. And that in and of itself is beautiful to me. And so here you are, homeschooling mom, and then it sounds like from your story, you didn't plan any of these things. You always wanted to be in business. And here's the Lord then bringing it about in a way that was very unexpected to you.
Right.
But you took that step of obedience and faithfulness when it kind of came on your heart to do this. And I just want to ask you, Anne, our listeners are here. I'm here. I might need some encouragement. I do need some encouragement. They might need some encouragement. We might not be businesswomen like you are. But how do we respond to the call on our lives? I guess what I'm asking is help us, maybe offer us some practical steps so that we can also, like you are doing, arise and be instrumental community changers, you know, bringing people together, world changers. You're taking 100% of your profits and investing those in other countries and also paying kind of these local teams who are working for the company in a Christ-honoring, kingdom-building way. So what do you say to a girl like me or to any of our listeners?
You know, one thing that's really important to know is that sometimes, you know, people might be listening and they might think, oh, wow, it's already started. This Soul Song thing is launched, so clearly she's successful. No, I am doing this scared. I really am. I'm walking forward in obedience. I had a vision that I followed through, but I don't know the ending of this. Right? I just know that I'm walking into it and I don't know the end. And that's the scary part for any of us. But you know what? God has given us giftings. Each and every person is uniquely made. Whether or not you have children, it's so easy when you do have children to see that each one is so different. But if you look at the world around us, we're all so different. And we each have things that we're good at and things that, you know, we're not as good at. But you need to find where you know what you're interested in. We all do. If you just stop and think for a few minutes, you kind of know where your interests lie. Then just begin. Walk forward in something. It may not be a business, right? But, and do it scared and pray along the way. Like I said, I don't know where Soul Song is going. I don't know. You know, we need customers to make this work. I didn't have the size, you know, I didn't have all my customers lined out before we started. I hope that people will come alongside us and believe of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Some have, and some that you assume that would haven't, you know, and I'm just walking forward. So I don't know the end of all this, but I know that you just need to begin. You need to do it scared and then just pray for God's guidance along the way. There is, you mentioned Isaiah. And for me, I have a few verses from Isaiah 41 that I would like to share. And the chapter title is Israel Encouraged. And I would strongly suggest go back and read the whole chapter. I'm picking out a few pieces of it. But the Lord says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The afflicted and needy are seeking water, but there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them myself. As the God of Israel, I will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land fountains of water, that they may see and recognize and consider and gain insight as well, that the hand of the Lord has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created it." And I would ask you to pause and just consider that you might be part of Him doing those things, whatever they may be.
Mm-hmm. That is powerful. And you're an example to us of stepping into some of those things, not knowing the outcome. Right. Wouldn't it be easier if we knew what was going to happen in the
Absolutely.
End?
Absolutely. Well, imagine riding a bike. We can study the physics of it. We can look at the bike. We can walk around the bike. We can sit on the bike. But until you start riding the bike down the hill, you will never fully grasp what you studied about leaning to the right or leaning to the left or balance. You just have to go, and you actually don't know the outcome. You don't know if you'll fall. You don't know if you'll crash. You don't know if you'll get there. But that is the only way to do it, is to get on the bike and to just go and wear your helmet.
Yeah, and that would be your helmet. Yeah, that's the mother in you, right? Hey, I thank you for riding the bike and for being an example to us. Our hope, Anne and I prayed about this in advance, our hope for those of you who are listening is that in some way, in the same way that she said, that Anne said at the beginning, this started as a spark of
hope,
a spark of hope. And I hope that as you're listening, there's some sort of spark in you that's just saying, oh yeah, that thing that I love to do, that thing that I think might benefit God's kingdom, I am going to start praying about that and then get on the bike and look for others in the community that could come alongside you.
Absolutely.
But I'm excited and encouraged to hear about ways that this podcast has inspired our listeners to maybe take something into action. Like, we're not just combing the Barbie's hair. We are cutting the Barbie's hair. I will never forget that image, but we're actually starting to do things. So more information about Soul Song Coffee and their partnerships in Haiti and Uganda will be listed on their website at soulsongcoffee.com. Is that right? It's just
yes.
soulsongcoffee.com. That's nice that you got that .com.
Yes.
On the end. We are ariseministriescollective.org, ariseministriescollective.org, and we will have links in our show notes as well. I want you to know, Anne, that I am already a monthly subscriber.
Yes, thank
to
you.
To Soul Song Coffee. It is delicious, and I'm so glad to be a part of coming alongside you and what you are doing to equip and encourage others.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Lisa De Silva again, and it is my absolute honor to be the co-founder and director of Arise. As a listener, reader, workshop participant, podcast guest, writer, whatever it is you do alongside us, you are an active member of this community. It's why we called it a collective, and we're so glad to have you as a vital part of it. Our prayer is that everything we do at Arise will serve as an encouragement and resource as you grow in your own understanding of the Word, draw near to Christ, and share conversations with women about glorifying God through their own spiritual journey.
Arise Ministries Collective is a nonprofit ministry operating on the generous donations of people like you. We simply can't do what we do without you. And as we grow and begin to reach more women for God's kingdom purpose, so does our need for financial support. If you would like to make a one-time or recurring monthly tax-deductible gift, click the donate button on our website to give, and be sure to include your email and mailing address so we can stay in touch and send you a year-end receipt for your generosity. Thank you for supporting Arise Ministries Collective. To God be the glory.